Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and history of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Alto saxophone jazz giant Johnny Hodges can easily be considered the foremost alto player from the classic era of jazz music. He's the best known, the most prolific, and his 40-odd years with Duke Ellington are both a testament to his greatness and one of the keys to understanding his vast popularity. Hodges' collaborations with Ellington put his name on dozens of tunes that they fathered together, such as this Good Queen Bess from 1940. Good Queen Bess, Johnny Hodges, featured in 1940. Johnny Hodges played alto sax with Duke Ellington for nearly 40 years. He was with Ellington continuously from 1928 through 51, and then after a couple of years on his own in the early 50s, he returned to Ellington and was a mainstay of the band until his death in 1970. Besides being a giant of the alto sax, Hodges was among the first and finest proponents of soprano sax, and not surprising, since he began his career in music with Sidney Bechet, studying and working with Bechet in Boston in the mid-20s. Then in the late 30s through the late 40s, Hodges led Ellington Small Bands. These were small spin-off groups of the Ellington Band that recorded under the names of Ellington stars like Rex Stewart, Barney Bigard, and Johnny Hodges, whose units were among the most successful musically and commercially. Here's a couple of good examples from 1938 and 39, with Cootie Williams on trumpet, trombonist Lawrence Brown, Harry Carney baritone sax, Duke on piano, one of the half dozen tunes published together under the names of Ellington and Hodges, heard this hour. The oddly titled Crumb Elbow Blues, and first listen to just the typical way that Hodges makes the alto sing so lyrically on Hometown Blues.
Thank you.
Hometown Blues, and that last one, the oddly titled Crumb Elbow, K-R-U-M, Elbow Blues. And I haven't been able to figure out where that title came from. All featuring the luscious alto sax of Johnny Hodges. You know, I confess that for each one of these wonderful tunes of Hodges, there's several I've left out that are equally luscious and ravishing. So if I've missed one of your favorites, then I apologize. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me for the fabulous alto saxophone sounds of Johnny Hodges. Still ahead, Hodges in stereo, Hodges playing soprano sax, and live with Ellington in Paris in 1965. Hodges' sound on alto is characterized by a very broad and unusually rich tone for alto, or for any sax for that matter. And in his phrasing, he tends to slowly bend his pitches upward to reach a note. It's clear that when Ellington wanted to paint in hues of unabashed passion or perfumed desire, Johnny Hodges was the brush he reached for, as in this Daydream and Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
Thank you.
Well, the combination of Johnny Hodges' alto saxophone and Duke Ellington's arranging, writing, and the other great members of the band was just a terrific combination, as we could hear on Things Ain't What They Used to Be, the Ellington Orchestra from 1941, and the luscious Daydream from 1940. Johnny Hodges as a person is a baffling enigma. He was a very opaque character, and I perused practically every jazz reference book I own and was able to glean almost nothing about Hodges' personality except about his onstage manner. He was completely expressionless when soloing. He's been described as impassive, phlegmatic, reserved to the point of aloofness. And I just think it's a case that everything Hodges had to say, he said through his horn and in the music. Here's another example. There are contradictory explanations for one of Hodges' nicknames, which was Rabbit. It might have come from his fondness for lettuce and tomato sandwiches. Some say he looked a bit like a rabbit. And Hodges himself once said he was called Rabbit as a kid because he was a fast runner. Well, in any case, here's three from Hodges and Ellington Small Band Units featuring Hodges' great titles as well as great music. Listen to these great song titles. Dancing on the Stars from 1938, Hodges' own Squatty Roo from 1941, and this is the Ellington Orchestra from 1929 featuring Hodges on Saratoga Swing. Thank you. Three great tunes, three great titles, featuring the alto sax genius, and I think that's not too strong a word, of Johnny Hodges. Saratoga Swing, Dancing on the Stars, and Squatty Roo. Hodges was frequently in demand outside the Ellington Orchestra as a guest soloist performer for recordings and special concerts with the bands of Lionel Hampton. He was invited to Benny Goodman's 1938 Carnegie Hall concert, and with Teddy Wilson, which naturally put him in contact with Billie Holiday. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz, Rhythm, Jumping, Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New, and the music of alto sax jazz giant Johnny Hodges. Here he is in 1936 with the Teddy Wilson Orchestra backing Billie Holiday.